The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
The Damon Hahn Show. Welcome to another episode.
Hip Hop.
Of
the Dave
and Hahn
Show.
Ooh. With your hosts,
us,
Dave,
us too,
and Hahn.
Yes.
Greetings.
Salutations.
Welcome.
Whoa, to another mega pop. That pop was so loud, we should start over.
Am I popping or you're popping?
You're popping.
Oh, Jesus.
Just avoid the letter P.
How can I avoid
M,
popping in general?
S, F, K,
the
J,
vowels, E,
L, and W.
Here
we are, episode 48.
48, nice, ripe old age.
That is a multiple of 8.
Is it?
No. Is it? 6 times 8. No, it
it's
is.
Not. It's not.
What's 6 times 8?
Oh, 6 times 8, yeah, yeah.
Worst show ever.
Dave, any bibs or babs shall we get the show rolling with?
I didn't write anything down, so no.
What's the word? I don't know.
Do you have any bibble babble?
No, I don't really. This is kind of an impromptu Dave and Hahn Show recording because I was at home playing my video games. When you
spoiler alert, which video games?
I was playing in particular BattleTech, the new BattleTech game.
I know, I saw it pop up on Steam. Playing a few things. Actually, the last few evenings.
Should we just go right into the nerd alert? We'll talk about.
Well, we have. To the more intelligent people in our audience, they've realized we've started right away with nerd alert.
Wait, so have we started?
So when you play Steam, and you don't play Steam, when you're. You play games through Steam.
The Steam platform.
Which is a PC. What do you even call... Like, I always wondered...
Is it like a
what do you
game
call
delivery
a PC?
Device?
No, what do you call... Like, there's Macs. Everyone knows what Macs are. They're Apple computers.
Yeah.
Then I
Windows
guess...
Windows machine or PC.
I guess PC, which is kind of...
PC just covers all Windows machines, I guess.
Which is weird, because it stands for personal computer. It seems
it's
like...
true. Well, it used to be like... Yeah.
Remember new word or phrase? We need a new word or phrase to indicate non-Macs that are part of the personal computer umbrella.
Windows machine.
Windows machine. But that's kind of weird, eh?
But it is a Windows operating system.
Okay, so... And is Steam only on Windows?
No. It's on...
Popped.
Well, it's on various formats. Platforms, I guess.
Actually, it's on the Mac.
It's on the Mac. But also,
okay, so non-console.
They have a console, but it's actually a PC. Which
okay,
is
but
a
Steam,
machine.
Steam is like non-console.
Why are we explaining
video
Steam?
Gaming? Because it's a nerd alert.
Okay.
This is our job.
Okay, well, let's just... I did play BattleTech, but I don't really want to...
Our Patreons are paying for this.
Are they?
Should we make a
paying
Patreon?
Through the nose? No.
No, okay.
We don't want to see that we have no one listening or reading.
We don't have to look.
but I did want to talk about Infra, which I finished over the weekend.
Oh,
yes,
look who finished Infra. Did we talk about Infra before?
I'm not sure that we did.
We
may have mentioned
Google
it.
That.
But Infra is a walking simulator.
No mention of Infra.
Okay. It's a walking simulator.
Hold on,
where
let me just finish
play...
my point from before you get into the game. So
Hello?
When someone's on Steam playing a game and then someone that they're, quote, friends with, which is a connection through Steam, and
acquaintance
they
with.
Play a game,
yeah.
That game, a little thing pops up on their screen.
You get a notification that tells you what your friend, what your people in your friends list are playing.
So with you... You generally jump around, I've noticed. Like you'll
play
I got
bored
two
of
or
game.
Three games in one night.
Yeah.
So I saw that BattleTech Spire, whatever it's called.
Much like House of Pain, I jump around from game to game.
I don't get that reference. House of Pain?
Jump around? They had like a... It was like
wasn't
a
that
hit.
Crisscross?
Okay, yes. There's that too.
So there's two...
There's, yes, they also have a jump around song.
So you were referencing the other.
I thought the more popular one, but maybe not.
I only thought there was one Jump Around song.
The House of Pain version is not called Jump Around, I don't think.
No peas for you. Why are you popping, eh? This is like one of the greatest mysteries of the 21st century.
Maybe it's my braces. Anyway, okay. I was talking about Infra, which I spent a lot of time playing. Actually, David, you're the one who introduced me to the game.
Thank you very much.
And this is not my first walking simulator. I would say Firewatch is probably my first walking simulator, which I really enjoyed. It was a short game, but I really enjoyed Firewatch.
Explain to Dylan and Julie what a walking simulator is.
Walking simulators are...
I hate that phrase, by the way.
Well, you're the one who... I heard it from you. I didn't know they were called this. But it's like a first-person game where you play an environment and there's no combat, per se.
Well, there's little to no combat.
It's mostly puzzle-solving, like walking around and exploring your environment.
Well, it's mostly exploring... Yeah. Some, quote, walking simulators have puzzles. Generally a part of it.
It's like a video game version of a novel in that you're just experiencing a story.
Yes.
And you're like reading, you like find little books or notes to people and like you uncover various narratives and threads of stories that way. Firewatch was a good one. It's one where you play a fire ranger for a summer. And you're trying to you eventually have to uncover a mystery of someone.
I was checking if we talked about Firewatch.
Okay. I don't think we did. That one I really enjoyed. I found it a bit short, probably less than 5 hours. But Infra, a game I played recently, yet you introduced me to, and I really enjoyed it. But it is extremely very very long game. Like I think my Steam hours are somewhere in the 30s, maybe just 30, but I spent a lot of time playing that game. It is really long. You play as I think it's a structural engineer.
Yes.
For a I'm not sure it's what
European
kind of company it is.
Country company.
Yeah, some kind of company. You're tasked with taking over a whole bunch of government buildings that have been acquired, such as a power plant and a dam and a steel mill. There's all kinds of buildings, actually. And you go in from each one and you're trying to assess the condition of the building. They're abandoned. There's no other people, generally. And you just take pictures of damage and like figure out what's going on. And as you work your way through the buildings, you uncover kind of several story arcs.
Now, at this point, you might be wondering, is this the boringest game ever?
I know, it sounds super boring, but it's actually really fun.
Well, I think some people wouldn't, like, people who like shoot 'em ups and combat.
Yeah, there's no...
And stuff like that, health packs, and there's death, but I mean, I think there's a certain type of player who would like this game and other types that would not.
You essentially, the good part of these walking simulators, you experience the game at your own pace, so you can take your time and explore and the environments are very detailed, so there's a lot of you want to take your time to look at things and pick things up and figure out what to do with them. So yeah, if you're just a guy who just wants to check out other people's places or buildings, abandoned buildings or whatever, this is that type of game.
The maps are very large, which
extremely
I like.
Large, detailed.
And there's usually never any rush or anything. You can just take your time and just...
Yeah, it's very leisurely.
Yes. I've only played, I think, less than a third, according to Han's stats.
I think there's 10... I don't think it's a spoiler to say there's 10 chapters.
Oh, great. Thanks for ruining the game. Sorry, folks. just strike that off your list for Christmas this year. Sorry, what?
It's a really long game.
I think I'm on chapter 2 or 3, right?
Yeah, something like that. And it's funny because I didn't realize there were 10 chapters. So when I finished somewhere around...
That's not funny. That is not funny.
Chapter 5 or 6, I was thinking, okay, this has got to be the last chapter. And then I went on to the next one. I thought, okay, this must be the last chapter. And then I found out at some point... I got stuck at some point, so I did some internet reading, and I realized that, or discovered that there's 10 chapters. It's a really long game.
You said that already, Han. Asked but and answered.
The thing is like, your even runners? Though it was long, I still really enjoyed it. I am glad to have finished it, and I do plan to uninstall.
Is that a threat?
Yeah. But yeah, it's a good game. I would suggest it for someone who wants to like, who enjoys exploring abandoned buildings, essentially. Or even just buildings alone without having to worry about someone telling you not to
belong there. Building explorers?
Yeah.
Okay, that is infra, all uppercase. And then like an arrow pointing diagonally down or something. That's part of
it. I guess it was a Kickstarter or some kind of crowdfunded game.
I did not know that.
I think it was.
Okay. So that's Han's gamey game.
Do you have a game that you want to talk about right now?
Yes.
Oh?
I would like to talk about Quern. Is that what it's called? Quern?
Quern? Corn?
Quern?
Quern?
Is that, that's what I wrote down. I don't
Children of the Quern.
Is that even the game? Did I mention? Did I say that name
before? Quern on the Cob.
Huh? Okay. Did I mention that before, the word Quern?
On this podcast, no.
No. In chats or in person?
You mentioned it in lunch.
Is that
lunch.
The right word that you've heard me say before?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, it's a Quern. It is a... It's not really a walking simulator because it's like a puzzle game, right? I think a walking simulator does not have puzzles as its main focus. Would you agree?
I guess.
It's more exploration.
It's exploration, yeah, sure.
Anyways, Quern is a puzzle game in the style of Myst. Now, Myst was a game that came out on CD-ROM 150 years ago.
Right. It was known for having like very detailed environments.
And you would walk around an island and there were all these ancient puzzles with like dials and buttons and laser beams and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah,
I played it at the time. It was very difficult. I lost interest and never finished it. I think Han has the same.
Yeah, I found it very difficult. I didn't have the patience for it.
Now, fast forward 150 years to 2018, and you got your Quern. Now, Quern is like everything you hate about Myst fixed and everything you want in a puzzle game present. It is really, really fun. It's not as difficult and confusing, but it's still challenging and like, it's challenging. It has a story. I just love everything about it. Like, you can save anywhere, multiple save slots, save anywhere. There's no rush. There's no death. There's no way to die. There's no way to like ruin the game. It's very, very well thought out.
Okay, here's my question. So in Infra, if we can go back to that, a lot of the puzzles involve like backtracking and saying, oh, I found the key, but that was actually for a door back there. And when I open that door, I have to get a piece. I have to walk all the way back here and use that piece here.
There is stuff like that, but it's a very small area. It's
okay.
To go from any area to any other area you have to go to, you can do it like in 30 seconds.
I don't know that that's necessarily fast, but okay.
I'm just saying, in the worst case, you got to do like maybe 15 seconds. I don't know. It's a very small, concentrated area.
So when you finish a puzzle or whatever, you don't have to worry about like finding a piece and using it in the wrong place or whatever.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
Do you have an inventory in this?
Yes.
Are you carrying? Okay.
You have an inventory that kind of grows and shrinks as you use items?
That was one of my things in Infra. So a lot of it is...
things?
There are... One of my points I wanted to mention in Infra is that there are a lot of puzzles. Well, not a lot, but there are puzzles. But you can only carry... Your inventory system is kind of nebulous in that you can only carry one big item at a time. You can carry as many keys as you can collect. It doesn't matter. You automatically have them on you. But when it comes to like items, like there's actually a section of the game where you have to move a bunch of stuff, but you can only carry one of them at a time, which I found very tedious.
Yes.
So does Quern suffer from the same thing?
No, Quern just has an unlimited inventory.
So you have a little secret bag.
But you can't... The only thing you can pick up are things that you need, right? There's no extra stuff you don't need.
Okay.
Kind of thing. To me, it just solves a lot of annoyances from previous puzzle games that I can't even remember right now. But Like the fact that it's such a small concentrated area is what is a really is a good point, a selling point for this, because of not having a lot to do with backtracking and whatnot. It's very clever. Like a lot of things are very, very clever about the way it's designed and built to be played.
So you enjoy the puzzles. You also enjoy the graphics and environment.
Yes. The graphics are pretty good.
And it has a story that's like...
Yes, it has a, you know, for the first, like...
How much of the game have you played, first of all?
I think I'm about... I think I'm near the end. I'm like...
Oh, okay, wow.
6/7
Okay. Are they specific?
I think. I'm not sure. But I have had to look up... I've had to research okay. Some help... like 4 times in this game so far. And there's just like, there's a page that has a giant walkthrough. And from where I last had to look on the scrolling position, I could see like I'm near the end kind of thing.
Okay.
That's how I can tell. Like there's no chapters.
I see.
But it's for the first like third of it, there is no story, right? There's just like, it has these letters you keep, finding new letters that you read that the previous person has written to you kind of thing. Kind of like he's a professor and you're his
student,
disciple. I don't know.
Disciple, okay.
But that's all it is. But then a story, like new elements come in and it's a story and it's really good.
New facts come to life.
This is one of my favorite game, like my favorite games in forever kind of. It's wow. Really enjoyable.
Huh.
Like for a puzzle type game and I, you know, we were... I guess Infra's one, and then these other ones of recent note, like Talos Principle. I don't know, there's other games. This is easily the winner for enjoyability.
Interesting.
Of course, I'm selling it so much, and everyone's going to, or someone's, or Dialon's going to play it one day and go, like, what the hell is this shit, right? I'm enjoying it. That's all
I was going to say. So, you know, it reminds me, well, I think about how Infra handles its puzzles. The one thing about Infra is that it has some of the to move, to progress, you just have to, like, figure out, you know, a key part. Like, it can be a puzzle. It can be something you have to, like, maneuver around. But there's multiple ways to solve a lot of that or to move on to the next
area. Yeah, exactly.
Areas.
Not to solve. There's only one way, generally, to solve any puzzle. But it's very vague. What's the word?
Open.
Infra.
It's very open.
Like, you might be so going, how am I going to figure this out?
You don't even know what you're supposed to do.
No, forget that. On top of you don't know what you're supposed to do, which is very common in Infra, you don't even have to do it, but you don't know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you'll find pieces and sometimes you just end up not using them. And like, I wonder what that was for.
Well, not just that. I remember seeing that you didn't have to, like, you don't have to fix something.
Essentially a lot of these buildings have broken parts, like it's a water treatment facility and you can fix it.
Yeah, and you,
but it takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work, like it's a lot of puzzles to solve, but overall, like in the end, you don't even have to fix it. You can proceed without doing that.
Yeah.
And there's, I guess you get an achievement if you do fix it or
something. Yeah, you save the people of Strasbourg or whatever, but
so anyway, so in Quern,
you
like
do
everything
have to,
is
have
to be
do
solved.
It.
Yeah.
It's very linear and I guess in that sense.
Yeah, it is very linear, but it's not just a one path. Like, you have decisions like, whatever. It's just a kind of, it's like an open world, but it's a very small, tiny little island area.
Okay. Well,
but then things, you'll do all this, then you'll get a piece, and that'll open a thing that'll go through a door, and now you can go to a new little area. But again, it's like a very small area.
It's self-contained.
Yes, it's great, so I recommend it.
Yeah.
3 thumbs up.
Okay. I will check it out sometime. Right now, I'm pretty burnt out on walking simulators after Infra. It's quite a slog.
I think you would just be able to get into and enjoy Quern despite what you just said.
Well.
Good night. No, wait. It's 20 minutes. We have 20 minutes.
Let's do Fakie 5 before our time is up because Fakie 5s tend to be take up some time.
Not really.
Okay, let's do...
Hold on. No? How about, let's segue with a Would You Rather, then we'll go to Fakie 5.
Okay, I don't have a Would You Rather.
Han, and this is a...
Why are you laughing?
Because this is not really a Fakie... It's not a Fakie
not a
Rather.
Fake?
No, it's not
fakie
a Would
Father?
You... It's like there's only one choice, Which I think in the last two episodes I did also.
One choice is not.
So here's your choice. Would you rather remain as you are? That's one
another
of the choices.
Another one of these where it's like, exactly. Here's a plus and a negative.
Yep.
Okay.
And I might have actually said this one last week. Probably. Although I did look. Actually, it's funny because I'll say what it is.
Is it another one about my limbs missing?
Kind of.
they get turned into a chicken.
Would you rather remain as you are? Or...
Which is not great.
So you're already mostly going to pick that one.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Or weigh 450 pounds.
Or weigh 450 pounds.
Yes.
So gain like...
400 pounds.
350 pounds.
Yes. Without any health issues. Okay.
Okay, so 450 pounds without health issues, which seems...
So, like your inconvenience, of course, will increase, but your... risk of death or major illness will not change.
So am I like healthy?
Yeah, somehow you're a health... Well, you're a, whatever you are
so
now.
So is it like 450 pounds, but I'm super buff? Like strong?
No, it's like disgusting fat.
So it's an impossible situation, but okay. Like my heart must be...
Well...
Has to be much bigger to
maybe
endure.
Maybe your heart will be expanded. I don't know.
Like, otherwise, I will have a much
shorter... Listen, there's a reason why this is a theoretical quiz.
Plus the chance of diabetes.
Oh, my God. I didn't do a... What do I call my segment? The trivia segment? Count Facula.
Count Facula.
Hopefully, you'll talk for a minute, and then I'll get one. Hold on. That's not the choice. Remain as you are, or
okay,
wait,
there's
going to
be
pounds.
A plus side.
Yeah, you get $45 million.
No. I'll stay as... So, here's the thing. I have health...
So, you're used to it.
...deficiencies, I guess, or health problems. I guess health problems would be the best way to describe it. If I
You've
could
got the
somehow,
bum's rush on health, right?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. So, if that were to be... Now, can I lose the 450 pounds through diet and exercise?
No.
Oh, man, that is mean.
You have to live the rest of your natural life a fat, rich man. Or mostly rich.
That assumes I don't splurge to $45
million. No, you could, whatever. You have to decide before you get it. So would you rather applies now, not...
What?
I mean, I'm not going to give you $45 million and then...
No, I'm just saying, you're saying I get to live as a rich man... But $45 million you could spend immediately and not be rich for the rest of your life.
That is correct.
So my only thing is if this second condition, which I think is, well, obviously it's absurd. And if it were to somehow treat my health problems, then I would consider it. But as it stands,
no. It would not.
Since it doesn't, it would just compound my bathroom issues. No, thank you.
You're welcome.
I would have to eat more? That's crazy. Wouldn't I?
Well, no, not necessarily. No. Somehow
to maintain that weight.
It's like you're wearing a fat suit that is glued onto you. Let's consider it that way.
Ugh. How would I like clean myself? Rag on a stick?
Well, it's not. Well, yeah, you're right. How does a 450 pound man clean himself?
I don't know.
Very carefully.
I don't want to find out. It's no thanks. And
your
think
wife could help. Shouldn't? What is she there for?
I'm nothing against being fat per se, but I don't want to be.
Aren't you supposed to love and honor each other? And wash.
I guess if you were to frame it as I could give that money away and help, like
of course 40, you could.
45 people. I don't know or whatever.
No, of course you could do with what you like with the money. You could.
And then, but just live, suffer for, you know, with this condition.
But here's the thing. If there's no health issues, I don't know if there's much suffering other than like the psychological suffering.
Well, also, I think 450 pounds, that's like insanely heavy. That is like.
I think it's really heavy. Insanely heavy would be those people who are 1,000 pounds.
So I can't even imagine what someone who looks 450 pounds looks like.
You know Boogie 2988?
I don't know what that is.
Francis?
No.
I'm sure we've talked about this at least 80 times.
Who is this?
Okay, so you're choosing Remain As You Are.
I guess I will, even though it seems kind of selfish.
I'm locking it in. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Here we go. I have the highlighter ready.
Okay.
Okay, Fakey Five.
Fakey Five. Time for Fakey Five, our signature segment wherein we read.
Yeah. Sorry, what?
Five facts, five tidbits, five little bits of trivia. But one of them is fake. One of them is made up. One of them is not true. One of them has been altered or made up a whole cloth. And the other person and you at home can try to guess which one is the fake.
And we can't stress that enough. You folks at home, play along, you know. Let's get some value out of this podcast. You work so hard during the day, and you eventually get rewarded by listening to this show.
Life's a game, and...
And so play.
Yeah.
Like, don't just sit there and go, I wonder what he'll say. You make your own guess, right?
Okay. Okay.
It's called participation, right?
Do you want to start, since I feel like I've been talking forever and ever about...
Okay. I'll do my, as usual, the lame, quick ones that take 2 seconds to prepare and are meaningless and stupid.
Do it.
And then Han will give his one that spent a few hours carefully researching and coming up with some sort
of... You're going to hate mine, but go on.
...political statement or something, as usual. Okay, so you know politics, right?
Yeah, maybe.
You know the people behind politics?
Politicians?
Yes. And you know the people behind politicians? Actually, they're not all politicians. You know people who run in elections and stuff?
Some elections, yeah.
Okay, so I'll just go with the word politician, although I think there were some things like there was mayor, there's like a finance coordinator. These are just people who ran in official
for public
elections, for public positions. Yes. Yeah. With funny names. So number one.
One of them is made up. Did you check the made up name to see if they're a real person?
Yes, I always do that.
Okay.
Well, they could be a real person, but they didn't run in any political...
If I Google them, will I find out that they're a real person?
I didn't find
okay.
an actual person.
Okay. Good enough for me.
Number one. I have to burp.
Wait. This is just in general, any elected official position?
Yes.
It's not like... Like senator or...
Well, it's a mix. And like...
Okay.
You popped the shit out of that mic.
Is it... So it's like from around the world then?
Yes, exactly. Although it's mostly in the US, but there were some people elsewhere. Number okay. one, Dick Sweat.
Is it spelled the way Mr. you would expect?
Mr. Dick Sweat. Sweat is spelled S-W-E-T-T. Dick is spelled the way
okay.
you
yes.
assume and fellate. Number two is Kitty Tits. Tits is spelled T-I-T-Z.
No, okay.
Kitty is K-I-T-T.
That was suspicious because I know your love of kitties.
Well, now I popped. Kitty is K-I-T-T-Y. Number three, Harry Balls.
Ooh.
Balls is spelled B-A-A-L-S.
So did you get this from a pre-made list?
Yes.
Okay.
The 31 weirdest...
Yeah.
That's all the, tab in Chrome says.
So you didn't check if these are real politicians?
Well, this I think it's from BuzzFeed, and okay. some of them... I looked at one of them just to make sure it was real, and it was. So that was the extent of my research. But it is possible that these are urban legends or something like that. But there are photos, by the way, and there's some photo evidence of each of these
this
things.
This age? Okay, but go on.
Okay, where were we? Harry Balls?
What was
okay.
third? Sweaty
Harry
Balls.
Balls.
Harry no. Balls.
Dick Sweat, Kitty Tits, Harry Balls.
I
Do you notice
a theme.
The theme?
Yep.
Okay. Number four is Mrs. So it's man, woman, man. Mrs. Carrie Faggoter. Faggoter is spelled faggot and then a T-E-R. F-A-G-G-O-T-T-E-R. Carrie Faggoter. Fag Otter? No, there's two G's. Faggoter.
Okay.
And lastly, Mr. Tiny Cox. Cox is K-O-X. I'll run through them again. Dick Sweat, Kitty Tits, Hairy Balls, Carrie Faggoter, and Tiny Cox.
I feel like, obviously these are all possible. I mean, they seem like names.
Yeah, they all seem like regular names that you would have.
It's just due to, you know, the...
The what, Han?
Inconsistencies of the English language. You have these, like, funny juxtapositions. But I'm going to go... It's either... What is it? Kitty Hawk or...
Kitty Tits.
Kitty Tits or... What is it? Janet Faggoter?
Carrie Faggoter. Leave Janet out of this.
I'll say the Faggoter is the fake.
Yes! It's Kitty Tits!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so close.
Oh, that was so close. Oh, my God. I was scared.
I almost sniffed it out when I said, I know your love of kitties.
Now, here's a question. Why do you say that? What do you mean... Is the word, have I used the word kitty anywhere in this podcast?
No, it's the word tits that you use all the time. You're always talking about them. Anyway.
Well, they're
it's a term
fun
to
play
that,
with.
It's a term that
I don't
leaves
play
your
with
mouth.
Them, folks, that's a joke. What? Okay, finally, I stumped Han.
Oh, my God.
I think you were on like a two or three guest
streak. That was so close.
Streak.
That was so close. I almost went with kitty. Oh, I should have went with my first hunch. But Faggoter just seemed too suspicious. Oh, God. I'm going to Google these later. But mine is... okay, so I've done something perhaps...
I thought you were going to think it was Tiny Cox. Like, whose first name is Tiny? But that was a... I think it was Dutch or something, like Netherlands.
And it's spelled T-I-N-Y?
Yeah. Well, at least it's shown as that.
So what I did... You're not going to like what I did. Okay. So my, you know...
can I disqualify myself right now?
Yeah.
You popped.
Facebook recently, as you know, Mark Zuckerberg had to... I don't know if he testified or what. He just went in front of U.S. lawmakers to discuss online privacy and Facebook's problems with Cambridge Analytica.
Pardon?
Right? Because it was revealed that they, something about 87 million accounts were, information was given away or something, blah, blah, blah. So what I did was...
It's the fakey five, not the sleepy five. Go on.
Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, they've been doing this for years and years and years. So what I did is taken five of his apologies for information... privacy, you know, issues.
You're right. I hate this.
These are five apologies. So I'm going to read you two of them right now.
Hold on. These are what? Apologies for what?
Apologies for, well, I'll read them out to you.
Okay.
They're essentially Mark Zuckerberg apologizing for Facebook giving away information.
Apologies by the Zucker Master.
The Zucker Master. Is that his real name?
Okay. You know,
so.
Not.
This year, he said, we didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook. I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here. This is what he said in Congress. So this
that was
is now,
number one?
That was number one. So this is already fakey four, because I'm giving you one already.
I was about to say, that is for sure real.
That is for sure real. And I'm going to give you
Hold
another
on.
One.
So this is a fakey four.
It's going to be a fakey three.
Okay. And when it's a fakey one, call me.
So in 2003, when he started... the actual face scraper, whatever that thing was,
that
university to the high school.
I don't know what
where
that
it took
is.
Pictures of people and had people rate them. Out of the face
oh, hot or not.
Hot, I've whatever it was called.
No, it wasn't called that. I'm joking.
And he said at the time, I hope you understand this is not how I meant for things to go, and I apologize for any harm done as a result of my neglect to consider how quickly the site would spread and its consequences thereafter. So he said this in 2003.
Okay, get to the fakey three, go.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is read three more quotes.
Okay.
And all you have to do, these are real, quote real.
Okay, so why is the third one fake?
So you're going to have to reveal, you're going to tell me the order in which they happened.
This is not a fakey five.
No, I know. That's why you're not going to be angry with me. All you have to do is tell me the order.
The order of three quotes from Zuckerberg about
now,
apologies.
The thing about these apologies is that
Can I just they're say specific 2, feature. 1, and 3, and let's move on and tell me if I'm
right
or wrong?
They're about specific Facebook features. So if you can remember how Facebook features
I'm not a Facebook user like you are. I just...
Okay. Well, I'll read you the three quotes.
I haven't posted anything in like 9 years.
I'll read you the three quotes, and then you can see if you
can
remember.
Okay, I'll just randomly pick three numbers 1 to 3 in an order, and then we'll move on.
There needs to be a simpler way to control your information. In the coming weeks, we will add privacy controls that are much simpler to use.
That's not an apology.
So he wrote this in the Washington Post.
So it's not apologies anymore.
What?
I thought this was about apologies.
This is part of an apology.
I popped, by the way, there.
Number two. The newsfeed launch was a big mistake on our part, and I'm really sorry for it. We really messed this up. We did a bad job explaining what the new features were, and an even worse job of giving control of them. So number two is a newsfeed. Yeah. Number one, he did it in the Washington Post. Number two, he's apologizing for the newsfeed launch.
Just to make it even more confusing.
Number three, we simply did a bad job with the beacon release, and I apologize for it. I'm not proud of the way we've handled the situation. I know we can do better. Beacon is the advertising system Facebook uses.
I have no idea. I don't care. I'm going to say it was 312.
Three, one.
I don't know. I don't even know what they are. I don't care. Okay, so I'm wrong, right?
312. No, you're wrong.
What?
You were close, but wrong.
Okay. Oh, well. Maybe
it
next time.
It was 2-3-1.
What other segments do we have? Movie Move?
What?
Do you have a you've movie? Ruined. You've tainted Fakey 5. I don't know if we'll do it anymore. This was the
why? What happened was...
There's so many things you've ruined.
Whatever.
Why are you crying? I'm just doing shtick.
We're doing top three now.
No, we're not. I have a Movie Move.
Well,
do you want to do
top
three?
I've never heard of Movie Move. What's Movie Move?
We're talking about movies.
Okay,
so we have Bookie Look.
Is that a Netflix fix?
I have Gamey Game.
I have Netflix. But if you want to do Movie Move, do Movie Move.
Okay, let's talk about Blank...
Excuse me?
Blank Panther. No, Black Panther.
Black Panther? I thought you wanted to finish this before I... Okay, let's do this.
We're only at 37 minutes. I know, I wanted to be done by 8. Spoiler alert. We'll go a little longer.
Nerd alert.
I have a skateboard.
Skate alert.
Black Panther. Did you see Black Panther?
I saw it, yes. I'm trying to remember when I saw it. Did it come out last year?
So I saw it, and it came out a few months ago. Did it? No. Maybe last year. No, maybe... No, it's not...
Was it pre-Christmas or post-Christmas?
Are these things we should be researching?
You're the one who said you saw it. When did you see it?
2 weeks ago. It came out on streaming recently. You know, Apple TV, whatnot.
Oh, yeah. I think it came out last year.
Okay, so...
Wait, did it?
Yeah, I think it did. Well, see, that okay. It wouldn't come out in January because only the crap movies are released in January.
Oh no, maybe it came out in February or March.
Not March. That was like a few weeks ago. It's already streaming.
Oh, then it definitely was last year before Last Jedi.
You.
Before Last Jedi. Yeah. No. It was like November last year. No, December. No, I was in the hospital.
I screwed up this.
October.
Initial release, January 29th, 2018.
See?
That's weird. So it was this year in January when they normally release the worst movies.
Okay.
Take that, Hollywood. Because I think it's done very well.
It is done. It's been highly acclaimed and it's done very well in terms of monies.
Now, here's the thing. Here's my review. I pop there. Pops are... I guess it's just the... mechanics of your mouth and breath, right? It's not a physical microphone issue.
Yeah.
Hello, folks. Okay, so I want to have a disclaimer that I am really dumb, right? Like I'm literally stupid.
Okay, wait. I have a
degree from university, but with like social stuff and pop culture, I'm really dumb.
Well, let me ask a question before you continue. Have you seen the other Avengers movies?
Most of them. I haven't seen Infinity War.
But you're familiar with, like, Iron Man.
Yeah, well, I've seen most of them.
Captain America.
Yes, Captain Crunch and Chocolate.
And you know Black Panther was Blueberry. In one of the other Captain Americas.
I didn't really see the Captain Americas. But do I have to know that?
No, but that's what he was introduced in that movie.
Great, good for him. So, I didn't think the movie was the greatest thing ever.
Okay.
There was, I guess there's two sides to it. There's the, you know, there's a lot of black people in it. Like there's race. Yeah. There's a whole race plot.
Was there a race plot?
And statements, right? The stuff about race, and then there's superhero fighting stuff, right? It was.
Oh, okay. So you mean that like two main themes?
Yeah. It seemed like an odd mix to be in the same movie. And I personally think it didn't, like, it should have been about, like, race relations and stuff, or about, like, I know, sure, you can combine both, but to me, the superhero part suffered. Like, it wasn't a good superhero movie in my mind. The story was just very simple. Like, there's a king of Wakanda. Is that Wakanda? Is that what it is?
Wakanda.
There's a king, and then you fight to be the king, and then some other guy comes in, and he says, I'm actually the king, because, like, some bloodline, whatever. And then he, like, fights him, and the guy seemingly dies, and he comes back, fights him, and then wins. Like, it didn't seem like...
Well, I will say the movie... I enjoyed it, but there's definitely parts that seem really dumb.
It was okay. Like it was good. I liked the race stuff, right? It was okay. made you think. It had some interesting, you know, points of view and thought stuff to think about. But just I didn't like the super. They didn't have a good superhero movie to go with it. And I guess it's just, is it showing you kind of who Black Panther is? Like it's kind of like a backstory of Black Panther, and then now he's in Infinity Wars, whatever. You're going to see him. You go, oh, yeah, I know all about that guy, right?
Well, I mean, all of these... I guess maybe it's one of the weaker ones in terms of superhero origin stories.
Yeah,
okay. Because in this one, right. It's all about, like, the guy. He has to drink that potion, and that's what they get the power. But they've been passing this, like, Black Panther suit or technology down the line. My main problem is that they choose the king based on a physical fight where the guys don't get any powers. It's just like, you get to be the supreme leader of this super technologically advanced society. But to do that by beating someone up physically. And I found that really strange.
There shouldn't be violence in superhero movies.
I just think it's dumb that you choose the successor in a, you would think advanced society. Instead of a vote... You just have a big fight, and if you want to beat the new top dog, you have to fight him as well.
Speaking of dogs, there was also that giant
top cat
dog thing. Like, then there had to be a big fight at the end, so they had a robo dog, that giant robo dog.
There's a robo dog.
Remember or whatever? It was just
they had rhinoceroses. Or
was
something?
It a rhino? Yeah, I guess it was a rhino. I don't know. I was underwhelmed. I thought I'd be more.
There were parts of the movie I really enjoyed, but then other parts I thought were really dumb. I didn't like the CIA agent or the whatever guy. What's his name?
Martin Freelander. I don't know. Anyway, so it was okay. It was definitely okay. Definitely like a fun movie to watch. But I just didn't agree with the like super best movie ever kind of thing.
I think,
to me, the lame superhero story plot and even...
It's unfortunate that, like, Black Panther as a character, it's kind of a weak story.
Just saying blacks are weak. Okay, I'm running that down.
Now I'm thrown off. What was I saying?
I don't know. I also saw the movie Crooked House. Han, you knew about Crooked House, right?
I don't know what that is.
You're right, because nobody does. But I saw it on Bell TV's On Demand, HBO On Demand, whatever. It is based on it came out last year. It's based on an Agatha Christie novel of the same name.
And you read the novel
before?
And
150 years ago, I did read, I think, all of her books, and I don't remember this. And it stars Glenn Close as a major character and Gillian Anderson and other
Gillian
people.
Gillian Anderson?
Yeah. And actually, someone who I learned is Jeremy Irons' son, Max. He's the main character, the detective.
Max Irons?
So it was okay. It was a murder. It's a murder mystery, basically, in like a house somewhere in the UK.
Let me ask this. Are Agatha Christie books now considered to be good books or not good books?
I don't think their status has changed. Why do you mean now? Like, there's been some recent, like Murder on the Orient Express was made. I think Hollywood wants to make more of them now, because I guess Orient Express did good enough.
Like, are they considered, like, when I mean good or bad, I mean like...
They're not like literary novels at all.
Yeah, they're more pulp.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have interesting stories that I guess make good movies.
All right.
But they haven't really made any over, you know.
Well, the most popular one is Murder on the Orient Express, right?
The most popular what?
Isn't that Agatha Christie?
No, movie or book, you mean?
Story, I don't know. Movie.
I don't know. Maybe there's 100 of them. I don't know. But okay. I remember Empire of the Sun from 100 years ago.
That was Agatha Christie?
No, wait. Am I saying that wrong? Not the Steven Spielberg movie. Empire of the Sun. No, something about Raisin of the Sun. Okay, forget what I just said.
House of the Rising Sun?
No, let's strike Empire of the Sun. No, you're right. It's not a Steven Spielberg directed movie. No, not that.
That was about the occupation of Hong Kong or whatever by Japan.
And the murderer got away with it, too. Raisin in the Sun? Something about the
Raisin?
Sun. You popped. So that's movie move. Are you psychic?
Okay.
We're going to wrap this up soon. We're 47 minutes.
Okay.
Because I have here four cards. They're the kings. You can hear that on the mic? I'm mixing them up, and I'm going to ask you right now, Han... That is your real name. What suit is this?
Diamonds.
Wrong. You're not psychic.
Why do we play this tedious game?
Hold on a second. That was tedious? Okay, bookie book.
What?
I have
you
one
said
last
you had no
segments.
Okay.
Well, I have fakey five. Oh, wait, a time to joke. Okay, forget bookie book. I'm going to read you three stupid jokes I quickly found on the internet and... This is like the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like this is like the 15th joke I've found, and all the good ones are taken. So this is like the what's the opposite of the
what do you mean taken?
By me. I mean like I've sorted through hundreds and found 15 up until now or before this that were good enough to me to present, and now I'm really scraping the bottom of the barrel. I was about to ask, what is the opposite of cream of the crop? I guess bottom of the barrel. Okay.
I don't think it's the same barrel.
I'm going to tell you three of them. You tell me which one you like the best.
Okay.
Number one, my dog used to chase people on a bike a lot. It got so bad, finally I had to take his bike away.
Yeah, I saw that where it was going. Okay, next one.
You saw that?
Yeah.
What do you mean you saw that?
I saw the joke where the joke was going.
Oh, okay. Number two, if you're an American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom? European.
Oh, nice. I thought it was ended there, but European. No, that makes sense. Like it.
You thought it ended there?
If you're American in the bathroom, if you're American, what? How does it go?
Number three. Why did the walrus go to the Tupperware party? He was looking for a tight seal. Okay, so you're going number two. Okay, so top three?
Number three is not bad. Although, why would a walrus want a tight seal, as it were?
I guess they like seals.
Well, they do eat seals, but what does it matter what their
skin... I think this time they'd prefer to do something else to the seal. Another type of consuming.
Top three. Top three, wherein we get to reveal some of the... our insider information that we have.
Yes, somehow
we either presented it,
which is some cases. Other times we have to kind of hack or break into, you know,
we're pretty elite.
Yeah, somehow we acquire, like, kind of the behind the scenes notes of life.
Yes, the notes of life. That was a great show.
Yes. So,
and Joe and
what? So, Han, explain this.
Yeah. We got the as you know, there was yet another shooting.
You have to say this correctly. Or
a school shooting.
One of mine doesn't make sense.
Another school shooting in the United States.
And that is terrible.
Very recently.
Let's
very
just
terrible.
Say right
moment
now.
Of silence. Some other time.
Please stop doing that, is what I say.
But so apparently, you know, people, as always, right after a shooting, there's like brainstorming and proposals are
You're
thrown
popping,
around.
Those three pops.
For things that can be done. Like, this is a big problem in the United States of America. So it's a problem that needs to be, you know, we need to look into solving. And we somehow were able to, using our devious fingers, we're able
let's be honest. I have a friend who is good into breaking into buildings.
Yeah.
And he broke into the White House.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to implicate myself.
But we were able to get some infrared.
Not the White House. I'll just say a house that was white.
Yeah. And we got our hands on some notes. These are proposals that are being thrown around to, you know, find.
These are reduce options, gun violence.
Reduce gun violence.
Yes. These are documents in the White House that will be proposed either soon or already has been proposed.
Yeah.
I guess they have, maybe there's a press conference coming soon.
Yeah.
But these are the proposals that the White House, I popped, the White House has to reduce gun violence in America.
Yeah. I'll let you do one.
Okay, so this is a no-brainer, really, right? To reduce gun violence, they've set up these extensive learning materials to teach guns how to get along with each other.
That yeah.
Because if guns get along, the gun violence would sure to be diminished.
Like, people ignore the fact that guns, you know, so you got to start at the base of the problem, the guns themselves and their attitudes towards other guns.
Exactly.
So this one, this one is, I think, probably aimed at like schools and, like, you know, a lot of school shootings, unfortunately. So this one I thought was kind of interesting. It's very simple, very easy. It's they won't allow hollow point pens in schools, which I think makes sense.
And a hollow point pen is a pen that has a ink tube that goes into it.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know the technology. I don't know the terminology exactly.
Okay, fair enough. Now, this is interesting. I guess it's a national strategy, but it depends on the state. And I'm very embarrassed to say this because this is my worst item on the list of three. And I almost want to stop myself now from saying it. It's not offensive at all. It's just terrible. But I'm going to keep going.
That you say it's a terrible
because,
and not offensive is
because it was written in these documents.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Okay, this, and think about, before you discount it, just think about maybe it could work, okay? The White House is considering changes to the penalties for first-degree murder with a firearm, which is, depending on the state, generally a sentence for 25 to 60 years, and replacing it with the culprit being forced to watch every episode of Everyone Loves Raymond back to back, Clockwork Orange style. Now you see how my apology at the beginning is quite applicable to what I just said. Han, what is your next one?
That sounds inhumane. So this one, I think, this one's also another one that I believe is aimed at schools, because I don't think it makes sense for the general population. But what they're saying is they want in the curriculum for all students to receive one anime body pillow per school year which I think makes sense. You know, that way.
Sorry, say that again. A one what pillow?
Anime body pillow, which I believe is like.
I don't know what that means. Anime? Like.
Anime body pillow. So it's like an anime woman or man in the shape of a body pillow. In a body, printed onto a body pillow. A body pillow is, from what I understand from this document and these diagrams, is a large pillow that someone can sleep with, and it like takes place of a person. So you feel like you're not alone in bed.
I feel bad for apologizing for what I just said.
Don't apologize. These are not ours. These are just what we're reading.
Wow. That was your number two?
It's not... I happen to be reading it, but I just thought it was...
Speaking of number two, now this makes sense. Like if you think about it, this should be the number one, I think, solution here. It makes a lot of sense, and it would certainly deter me from ever firing a gun. And I guess they have the scientists who said this is possible. They're proposing to coat all guns with a long-lasting nano solution that smells like ass. So think about it. You don't want to have hands that smell like ass for a long time. Like, there'll be a lot of questions. Like, why? Like, do you wash your hands after you go to the... You know what I mean? Like, that would be a stigma that would be very difficult to...
A sticky stigma.
To overcome.
Why is it a nano solution?
Because I thought it sounded cool. I mean, because the scientists have developed it. So a lot of funding went to that. And I think...
What would the NRA think of this, I wonder?
I can't think of a quick joke to that. Anyway, do you have a third thing from the documents?
Unfortunately, I do.
My friend stole from the White House?
This one seems very practical. And I think it makes sense. So all first aid kits now include a loaded pistol. And that makes sense. You know, someone gets shot, you go to treat them, there's another gun. So you're ready to fend off whoever it was that shot the first person.
So that's at six proposals that will be coming very soon, maybe next week, from the White House. In an effort
These are
to
measures,
reduce
you know,
gun
so they
violence
can say they're doing something
in America. You yes. heard it here first.
Definitely, you heard it here first.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's wrap this up. We're at 57 minutes, 58 now. There's been a lot of pop. We have some microphone things to figure out between now and next time.
Probably the levels are too high.
It just popped again. But I guess it is. Like our levels are too high.
Maybe I'm here.
Now you're too quiet. Way too quiet.
Okay, here.
I don't know.
Oh boy.
This is our throwaway episode. It's okay.
It's fine.
You just popped again.
We're getting back into the track of things.
What?
The groove.
Okay, so any parting thoughts?
No.
Great. Have fun, folks. Good night. Han, bring in the end credits music right around now. Is that right? It's starting? You'll replace that with the actual music? Yes. And then cut out your actual version of it?
Yep.
So as I'm talking now, it's getting louder and louder. You can't hear me. Like, it's very hard to make out what I'm saying now. So I bid you all adieu.